And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Residents in the Eastern Caribbean are prepared for the arrival of the extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, Hurricane Beryl, as it moves across the Atlantic Ocean on Sunday afternoon towards the Caribbean's Barbados and Windward Islands. The National Hurricane Center said it is expected to bring life-threatening winds and flash flooding on Monday.
Yes, I already got everything. The windows already secured, boarded up, everything like that, and got all the water and everything secure in the house.
The first hurricane of the 2024 season was located about 400 kilometers southeast of Barbados on Sunday afternoon, with maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour.
We opened about half an hour earlier this morning to accommodate the rush, and they have been buying generators, 5-pound buckets, everything you can think about they're getting.
The hurricane is expected to bring 3 to 6 inches of rain across Barbados and the Windward Islands throughout the day on Monday, which could cause flash flooding in vulnerable areas. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, according to the Interior Ministry. The second round of voting is next week. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam comments.
A week of tough political decisions now lies ahead. In the past, center-right and center-left parties have teamed up to keep the National Rally from power, but that dynamic is less certain than ever. A longtime pariah, the far-right National Rally is now closer to power than it has ever been. Le Pen has sought to clean up the image of her party. Known for racism and anti-Semitism, her efforts appear to have worked amid voter anger at Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
That was Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. This is VOA News. Ukraine is expanding its military recruiting to cope with battlefield shortages more than 2 years into fighting Russia's full-scale invasion. Prisoners. If they agree to fight against Russia, prisoners can be granted parole after an interview, medical exam, and a review of their conviction under a new law approved by Parliament last month. Certain categories of serious offenders are excluded. Thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jewish men have clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem during a protest against a Supreme Court order for them to begin enlisting for military service. The landmark decision last week ordering the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel wages war in Gaza. Military service is compulsory for most Jewish men and women in Israel, but politically powerful ultra-Orthodox parties have won exemptions, an action that has bred resentment amongst the broader public. Extreme heat is making a miserable and dangerous job worse for India's garbage pickers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the Balsawar landfill dump site in New Delhi, garbage picker Geeta Devi rummages through the putrid waste. Alongside a handful of waste pickers, she ignores both the fumes and suffocating heat to sort through the garbage. She's searching for anything she can sell to earn at best the equivalent of $4 a day. She tells the AP, "The sack of garbage becomes too hot to hold. When I unload the garbage, I feel dizzy and my hands shake." Experts warn extreme heat has added new risks to waste pickers, who are already victims of social discrimination and appalling work conditions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mount Fuji's summer climbing season begins with new crowd control measures, including a fee and attendance cap on the Japanese volcano's most popular hiking trail to combat over-tourism. Chetna Joshi, a climber from India, praises the idea.
I think I really like the idea because if you respect mountain, you have to limit the people, actually. The Everest, you see a lot of, you know, traffic jam. I think Japan has done the great job doing the restrictions.
An entry fee of 2,000 yen, the equivalent of 13 U.S. dollars, plus an optional donation will be charged for those taking on the Yoshida Trail. The numbers will be capped at 4,000 per day. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia dropped more than 800 glide bombs in Ukraine in the past week and appealed to Western countries to further relax targeting restrictions inside Russia. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.